guys.
Hola, ¿cómo estás?
How dare? Why would you say something like that?
Why are you so mean?
I don't know what Brandon just said to me. I don't speak
that's
Chinese.
That's insensitive.
Okay. I don't speak Chinese. I mean, I just assume he offended me.
You're a bad person.
I know.
Yeah, you are.
So. I never told you I was a good person, so I don't know.
Yeah, you're.
So we thought you were an okay person, but now you're just.
No,
you're,
just bad you're an awful person.
You're terrible.
I'm a bad person.
I'm playing Hitler card.
I'm the Hitler.
You're Hitler now.
You're the Hitler of this podcast.
You are like, we are worse than Hitler.
Yeah, okay, sounds about right. Yeah,
except Hitler cared about the Germans or something.
Barely.
I don't know what he did. Well, his deal. Yeah, I think they give Hitler a bad rap in history, honestly.
I mean, he himself didn't kill the Jews.
You're right, that's what I'm saying. Yeah. Did he kill anyone?
No. He killed a lot of...
Now, he was an artist, man. He was
a failed artist.
Think about this. Did he time travel and kill the president?
Let me ask you guys this. Have you guys put out as much content as he did yet?
Yeah.
Yes.
He wrote a full-on book?
I mean, we've spoken enough words to fill a book, so I'm sure.
Yeah, I was going to say, yeah.
What do you mean it's not the same? We put
more work.
He would have probably been the Gary V, like, of this generation had he had the same technology.
I bet you he was. And that's why everyone's so on board.
Listen, podcasts are just books spoken in the language of sound.
Keep reaching.
I had it, and I lost it. It was there.
Something insightful was in your brain.
It was gone.
Was it though?
I bet you he did.
It was there, but he just couldn't put it out.
It's like cotton candy when it's so sweet and great, and you put it in water and just
okay. Now you don't have anything sizzles. To say. That's referring to something as cotton candy.
Because it's sweet and it's great, and you put it in water, and then it dissolves away.
I was gonna say, did Hitler go back in time and kill the president?
Yeah. No.
He's not in trouble.
Yeah.
But you know who did? Wait.
You ruined my freaking.
Now you know
my
game.
My segue for no reason. We got through this. I interrupt you to add context to whatever madness you have. Then I add to your madness. All you do is you're just a dickhead, right?
My madness makes perfect sense.
Right,
like, because you come.
See what's going on? This is why there is a war against you people. That's justified.
Dog, all right, because we keep getting interrupted by the man.
No, you know what happens? We're like, oh, sorry, sir. You're very loud, but we'll let you talk.
Touch me.
You see? Yeah, exactly. He's trying to be sexual.
Where's my phone? Where's my
phone?
Harassment.
I'm just trying to be nice and sexual to this man.
Karen.
Give him a nice daily hand job to my friend. And then he gets all offended. I can't believe I tried to get off
your head. How dare you guys want things? How dare you go to a diner that was not made for you?
We want to be served. You guys have your diner in your part of town.
Every time I was watching, I couldn't help but laugh.
Are we talking season two or just?
I watched all of them.
Okay, yeah. So we should roll. Let's hit it one and two.
Yeah, that's what we're doing. We're just joking about season two, though.
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't. I thought we were just doing season two.
Yeah, you would have figured out. Let me finish what I was going to say.
You shut up. You cut me off all the time.
Season two is what hooked me to keep going for that show. Season one was like, all right, this is fine. But then when season two came around, I was like, I like the show. Much better.
So you like season two more then?
Yeah. Huh.
For me, it was the opposite effect.
Interesting.
I will say that, like, it's the same thing.
What do you mean?
It was the same. The world's gonna end.
Sees the end of the world. Time travels in the
and Vanya has something to do with it.
Yeah.
She's gonna do something with it. It's like, alright, it's fine.
So, Umbrella Academy.
Yeah, I was gonna say that, but to that, like, I guess Vanya would have been the end of the world, but then Fives changed it by accident, so she wasn't at the end of it, so that's what I kind of liked. They prevented her ending the world like they did the first season, so it made it just a little bit different, but still a lot of the same thing.
Right. It was literally the same thing.
Yeah. I just hope that they don't do that in the third. I mean, I want to leave what happened at the end for the very
end. With Ben being alive still?
Yeah.
I
was like, okay, yeah. Watch, he's going to end the world. The world's going to...
He's going to end the world, yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, I never read the comics, so I don't know if, like, the apocalypse is, like, a reoccurring theme that happens every story.
Is it like Doomsday and Terminator?
I have no idea.
Which is always just comes back.
I've only seen, like, pictures of the gravity.
No matter how hard you, like, try to prevent it, it's always just there.
Mm. It always just comes back in a different form.
Right.
Skynet will always exist.
Yeah. Well, that's what the commission was like. They're like, the Doomsday... has to happen, so a Doomsday, I guess, maybe.
Yeah,
has
but they, that commission existed outside of like any timeline.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. They were like, it has to, like, a Doomsday. I think not just that one that happened in season one or in season two, but one period. Like, the world's going to end anyways.
Yeah.
But how it happens is different depending on what happens in the...
Well, my thought was, like, depending, like, the, like, really quick. So you said, like, no matter where or how, the Doomsday has to happen, right?
Yeah.
But the only, like, correlation that the Doomsday happens is, like, when all seven of them are together.
Right.
Right? So all seven of them were together for the first, well, yeah, obviously for the first one when they died together. But then the second one, in season two,
right,
they weren't together for the most of the part, so they were fine. But then literally the second day, all of them were in the same timeline.
Mm-hmm.
8 days later, the apocalypse would have happened.
Right.
But then Fives went back, fixed everything, but then Ben died, so he's out.
Yeah.
So then the apocalypse was averted. So could you say that all seven of them kind of attract the apocalypse?
Yeah, yeah, I think. Because I mean, it's never explained. I need to read the comic to prepare, but...
I'm just theorizing. I'm not saying that's 100%.
I was going to say, I've noticed, like, with this show, there's not a whole lot that's ever explained.
Mm-hmm.
But it, like... okay, in a sense, maybe it does need to be explained.
Right.
But I didn't really feel like we need to stop down and see, like, why were you guys all born on this one day?
Yeah.
Like, why is it that when all of you guys are together, something bad happens?
Yeah, because I don't think it didn't. It's not like a "how did Palpatine survive" type of "we need the answers to" type of thing. It's like, this is what happened. We're not going to explain it, but we're going to move on. They didn't, like, the whole series is about why they were born, and we just never got an answer. It's like, it's important, but it's not really. We were more interested in what they were doing and the characters and the apocalypse than we were about.
But
why
we didn't even really get, like, any of that. Like, why were they training? Was it just like this Richard Branson type of guy? Just, hey, I'm gonna take some orphans.
He's Professor X. He's the same. He's like, hey, kids, you got these powers. Exactly,
Professor X.
Yeah, well, I bet you
that comic book school too.
I always thought that, like, the reason he trained them, like, well, when I saw season two, I thought, like, he trained them was because they went into the past, told the apocalypse was gonna happen, so he's training them for the future. Because in season one, like, they even said, like, it looks like he knew about the apocalypse happening.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
He just didn't know when it was gonna happen. So then the fact that they went back in time, I thought it was just going to all, like, correlate back together to, like, it being just a nice smooth over, like, timeline.
Yeah.
You know, like, A and B has it happen, but then in order for C to happen, because A and B, C accidentally goes back into time to tell A what's going to happen to create B.
Yeah, that makes sense, because it's almost like a...
But then it creates its own parallel timeline where the Umbrella Academy doesn't happen. It's the Sparrow Academy now.
Yeah.
And Ben is alive, and somehow they beat Doomsday, or the actual... apocalypse or whatever.
Mm-hmm. So is this all, because what I got from it, I didn't, because the way Five was explaining it, he was explaining it with Back to the Future rules. It wasn't like Infinity War rules. So I think I want to say that it's all, even the new timeline that they made, it's not that one exists and the original one exists. It's just that single one, because Five was like, well, if you kill me here, I'm going to cease to exist, which if it wasn't Back to the Future rules, that wouldn't matter. That wouldn't care.
Right.
So I'm almost thinking that, like, what David said makes sense, because if that's the only reason this random rich guy would adopt these, because he's like, well, these guys told me in the past, and since they technically did.
Oh, so now it affected them from the 50s.
It's all
now
smoothed over. So even in season one, the events of season two still happen. We just didn't know about it because it's all one. And then, like, oh, okay, well.
Well, I mean, here's the thing, though, like, it would have made sense if, like, the Umbrella Academy had opened up again after they had saved the world and everything was, like, going the same way.
Mm.
Then they just hop back into the original timeline after they saved it, technically the first time.
Yeah.
But then the fact that, like, he's still alive, and then, like, he created a new academy where Ben's still alive, and maybe they're still part of the academy also, but maybe it's not even confirmed that's them, or it might be some other people. It was 43 of them that were born in the same day, right?
So that, I looked it up, that new team, that's not, it's them. Not them. It's a different set of kids.
So the fact that happened,
yeah,
I think kind of points to parallel timeline, because if it was all the same timeline, they would have been erased, because all the events that added up to that point in time would not have happened at all. Because the fact that he saw his kids, what they had become, he's like, I would never, like, raise you guys. I would never be caught dead with you.
Yeah.
You know?
Or he would have got a different seven out of that 43.
Exactly. So I think that's what happened, right? But then, like, going back to that point, since he got a different seven and he didn't get those kids, how, like, are they still... Like, how are they still the way they are right now? You know, are they still even alive?
Yeah, he did recognize them, though, because as soon as they popped in, he's like, it's about time you guys arrived.
Well, yeah, but from the time that they popped back into the past.
Well, when they popped back to the Sparrow Academy, he was like, it's about time you guys got here. So he obviously knew who they were.
Oh, it would be sick if they came back and it turns out there's just a bunch of other academies.
Oh, that would be cool. Yeah.
And there was an Umbrella Academy, but it was a... Like right, Pogo right. would have done it.
Yeah, yeah.
Pogo's a rich billionaire.
Yeah, he's a rich billionaire.
Robot wife.
That would be that. Yeah, that would be so. I mean, so creepy, that I guess robot. I guess season three is gonna have to explain if, because I mean it's all just theories if it's one or if it's three. I don't. For me, I only see one because.
Yeah, well, going back to what you said before, like what? I had like a thought that you like cut off, but then like it kind of correlated together.
What?
At the same time, I forgot. You said something about because you said they recognized or the billionaire recognized the kids, right?
Yeah, right when at the end when he jumped back, he was like, "It's about time, you guys."
Well, that was because like they were like the adult forms and talked to him in the past. He didn't recognize them because he raised them.
Oh, yeah.
He recognized them because he saw them in adult form in the past.
That makes sense.
Yeah, but you're saying like he grew them up still, right?
I just thought he recognized them somehow. I didn't think about what the back of how he did, but because that kind of adds to it being one timeline, because if he recognized them in the past up until the future, even though they changed different things, he still recognized. If it was a separate one, he would have been like, "Who the heck are you guys?"
Yeah.
Because he wouldn't have remembered meeting the adult versions of them.
But then their new time.
Let me slap it. Okay, so it's like, all right, so here's him in the past. The old kids.
Yeah, do visual.
the kids go, they meet him, he's like, "I would never raise you guys."
Yeah.
He remembers them currently, which means everything in the past happened. He met them. He was like, "I would never raise you guys like this." Oh crap! These are the same guys I saw 30 years ago.
Okay, we're good.
Yeah. So now it's like that's the same continuing thread, and then you get to Sparrow Academy.
It'll probably be later though.
Well, yeah. Well, yeah.
Ben's already.
But it goes right back to the Sparrow Academy. He's like, "Oh, it's about time you guys got here."
Yeah.
And if that line is him owing to him recognizing them in the past, then everything that happened, it's still continued. It didn't branch off into an ultimate thing. He recognizes them.
But
in
you
the
say
same.
Yourself, they're not the same. Like the people we see in the silhouette, the outline, it's not the same.
Yeah, it's evidently something did change.
Yeah.
But I don't think it's a branch off. I think it's just.
Well,
which,
it was
I don't
the
know
same timeline. I'm saying they would have been erased because they wouldn't have any memories of what would have happened in that timeline.
Unless they got raised by. Happened. Unless they got raised by different people. Like unless
somebody what if they cease to exist because they jumped?
Yeah, unless because of what happened, the original seven were adopted by somebody else, so that explains how they're, because it's like Flashpoint, how he comes back, but everybody has different origins. So they were raised, they still are alive. They didn't get erased, but they just they're the only ones who remember what happened. But everybody else is like,
"Oh, okay, so you're going time Flash that branch of comics."
Yeah, yeah, almost like.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'll accept that if you're going freaking Flashpoint.
Yeah, it's like if the same thing happened to us and you have a different mom or I have a different dad, but we remember our original parents,
right.
But our entire history in that new same timeline is different. And that's how we still exist. We didn't get erased. Yeah, that's.
Because I was going to. Because you first pointed out that it was going to be Back to the Future rules. If that was the case, they should have been erased already by this point.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, I was going to say, but what if, like, because they jumped to the 50s,
mm-hmm.
that, like, they just ceased to exist at that point? Like, everything about them was just gone?
Oh, you mean, like, even, like, the children, them?
Yeah, well, because they jumped.
Yeah. Well, they didn't. They weren't born at that point.
No, but I'm talking about when they came back. It's like their whole history just got erased when they jumped.
Oh, and then, like, it just merged into, like, their original timeline?
Yeah, yeah. Somehow, somehow it's. They're now starting
fresh, 100% fresh.
Yeah, just and now in this timeline.
Mm-hmm. They were just pretty much just born into the universe as adults. Mm-hmm. Okay.
I mean, that could be something. It has to be something along those lines if it's just different.
Yeah.
But there can't be a doomsday.
There's going to be another doomsday.
There can't be a doomsday.
There's going to be another doomsday. Mark.
In 5 days, we're going to have a doomsday.
Exactly. No. He's going to be like, "I'm glad you guys are here now. In 2 days, it'll be a doomsday." What? Well, we had 5 days last time.
Right.
Well, it was 5 days
ago. They're just stuck in this endless loop.
And then we're going to have to come up with a theory that in reality, they're all stuck in limbo, paying for their crimes, you know, and just always having to save the world from one doomsday after another.
Like that Black Mirror episode?
Oh, yeah.
How old is that comic book?
Oh,
because I know Gerard Way, who's the lead singer for My Chemical Romance.
Mm-hmm.
I think this is one of his creations.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it is. Let me see. Find the comment.
Look, Mark, looking so fancy schmancy professional over here.
Yeah, it feels good, doesn't it?
It feels good, huh?
We literally did this like people get here. We changed up changed up my room.
Between 2007 and 2008. So I think they only. It was a limited series, only ranged a year.
So he was doing that in the peak of his music.
Mm-hmm.
He saw the downclass. Like, "I hate this band." I can't wait to break up from them and do my own thing.
How many comics were there?
It was
one.
four short stories and one shot, and one shot. So it's 24 total issues. 24, 19 plus four short stories and one shot issue. Yeah. Dark Horse did this. That's cool.
So we still got another two seasons to go.
I hope so.
Two apocalypses.
I mean, they can continue. They could just write.
Yeah,
more
but
stuff.
That sounds about right for Netflix. Yeah, they'll always do that. I mean, it's like, you know what I like about this show too, that like Stranger Things does really well, is like it'll branch off into different stories. But I don't ever get bored with any of, like, none of the like separate storylines where it was just like two characters together. I never actually found boring or anything. Huh. Like there was not one that was like,
coming back to this. If they do it in an interesting way.
Yeah.
Yeah, I was like, pour,
go ahead. Go ahead, Brendan. Pour up. Go ahead.
If it's not alcohol, it's unforgivable.
I mean, exactly. It's not alcohol.
It's unforgivable.
You're the one who gave me this.
I didn't tell you to pour right into the mic.
Like, what if I just
yeah, buy a new mic then? This
blew up. That'd be hilarious. I'm like, oh, well.
Blew up all the...
What are you guys doing? You guys took apart my new continuity? Bobby Van was still in the middle of battle.
So I'm so glad you're not in charge of time travel or...
Speaking of time travel,
mess us up.
Time travel is garbage, man. I hate time travel so much.
Why?
It's fun, but at the same time, it's annoying.
It's been around forever.
It has.
Mm-hmm. Like, just in movies in general.
Yeah. I know. People...
We had to find some new... What if we do, like, time, like... You froze time, and time just stopped. And there's your movie.
Isn't that Click?
No.
Pretty sure he did that a couple times.
I mean, he could control... Like, he could pause...
But it just stopped out of nowhere, and one guy is like walking around like,
yeah, just like the sun just stays where it's at right now. It just burns in one direction.
So you're saying like time doesn't stop, but space stops, and then like time is just continual, and then like the sun just degrades.
No, like it always just stays like it's 4:58 right now. It just stopped. It's 4:58 now forever.
That's sort of a movie, The Day the Earth Stood Still, but I don't think they did time.
I mean, I was gonna say Futurama did it first, but whatever.
Oh, did they?
Yeah, because like that's both Leela and like the and Fry, they like accidentally broke some sort of time travel device. Mm-hmm. It was like the last, it was like the series finale when they did that.
Oh, was it?
Yeah, like they broke it by accident and they were stuck just in time, and they just like lived out their entire life stuck in time. Yeah.
Okay, you know what? That doesn't sound very.
Exactly. Like how that sounds. Good job, Mark. Good job.
I want nighttime again.
You just thought up
a bad thing.
No, listen. Very bad thing. The problem with time travel is it started as I'm going to go back in time. We see past things when we come back. But then people started asking questions. And as you ask more questions, you have to explain more.
It makes sense if you don't think about it.
Because originally they were like, yeah, we go to the past, we come to the future, we change something, it changes back. But then people were like, well, what about this? What about that? And so that sparked more creative ideas. Let's do it in a different way.
Sparked more movies.
Yeah. And that's how we were in the mess we are today, because people don't want to just accept space magic. So
I mean, we could do it. We just have to take each individual molecule of us and just... Move it to the left.
have you guys seen
No.
What's it called? Primer. Seen Primer?
Oh. No.
They
I've heard you talk about it 900 million times.
Yeah, you guys watch First it Man. Then. No, First I don't even remember First
Man.
Man's
very good.
Shut up, all you.
It's an amazing film.
It is.
Stop it.
I love watching a woman of a famous man take care of her children for 30 minutes straight.
and call Kyle Chandler a boy.
Yeah, and then...
You guys are a bunch of boys.
And just see her be a bad parent in general.
Get pregnant. And have a child.
And it's her fault her kid got cancer, by the way.
Wow.
I just want to throw that out there real quick.
She yelled the cancer into him?
Yeah, exactly. She didn't love it enough, so I died.
It was like a German Shepherd.
Exactly.
It just got depression and died. It got depression and got cancer.
Exactly. You see, Mark's on the same page, dude.
You both are ridiculous.
I just go to the doctor. I don't know. Your mom just doesn't love you, dude. I don't know what to, can't help you.
Shame on both of you.
It's like a failed Christmas movie. Like, you must have your mother love you more, or you will die, Sonny.
Oh, my God.
It's one of those pure flicks movies.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, here's a question. So, you know, Mark, I'm getting sick and tired of your mouth. I'm gonna twist your nipple. You don't think I'm gonna do it?
It's the cringe. Just hurry up.
Oh, see, he knows I'm gonna do it.
I didn't twist it. I was just caressing.
No, don't caress me. I'm gonna twist your nipple.
Yes, Brandon.
Can I twist it now?
No. What's your question?
I feel like now we're like in a job interview. we're the stepbrothers. Like we're both in job interview together. Yeah. Like I'm trying to interview. I'm here too.
Like okay. I'm obviously the better joint.
Is it Pam? Is it Pam? No, it's Pam with two M's.
Yeah. Here's the thing. Here's the freaking thing. The name of the school got changed, but we know in the past it was still the Umbrella Company. And that's where he adapted the Umbrella Academy.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And the name changed completely. So I want to know what happened. Why did he choose to change the name of the building, no less, the name of his entire establishment to Spare, which probably won't get the answer to until season 3.
I was going to say, I honestly, just like seeing this character, I 100% guarantee it's just out of pure shame and denial. He's like, I don't want anything to do with these people who just saw me right now. And they say I'm their father. Mm. They tell me that he pretty much got like all the information he needed to know from 5 in order to like prevent that future from happening. So he saw like how much of a failure all his kids were. Mm. A man of that like status, you know, he would no doubt go above and beyond to prevent even like being correlated to any of them as much as possible. So, you know, simple name change, Sparrow Academy, and then just don't go get those 7 kids. You know, obviously he's like an alien or whatever now, apparently.
Yeah,
that was weird. He's an alien. Yeah, that's cool.
He did
He did the whole Men in Black.
He really did
face
pull the Mars attacks.
Just pulled.
I was like, what?
Yeah, that honestly, that feels like a really big shark jump for me right there.
That's a big shark because then plus two, we don't go back to it afterwards.
Yeah, it's like, I'm an alien.
Rawr. Yeah, well, I think that's the point.
Yeah, but it makes sense if it was like, oh, that's why you want to go back to the moon.
Yeah,
that's why you're there.
Yeah, that made sense. But then, like in the season 1, they didn't even make anything of it.
Right.
So, oh, you know what? Come to think of it, that could be like him somewhat trying to protect the planet, since he's like giving away all his like technology to these like different organizations and companies.
Right.
And to like advance themselves technologically.
Right.
And then he posts Luther out there to like take notations of any anomalies that happen. To maybe prevent his race from attacking the planet, maybe? You think?
See, I wouldn't like the show after that, because now it's just like a Men in Black. You need the crystal to make the shield around the Earth so my people don't...
What if he's just waiting for like an elite group of aliens to come like scout the planet, and he has Uther out there to like...
No, he's E.T. He just got...
Yeah, he's E.T.
He got smarter.
Yeah, exactly. He's smart E.T.
About them coming to the planet?
No, before that, I got interrupted by myself thinking about him being an alien.
He came and picked up Drew Barrymore.
Yeah,
help her out.
Oh yeah, I was thinking like why he changed the name to Sparrow. It's pretty much just that, you know. He was just so ashamed of his future kids. He was like, I don't like you. I'm gonna change my name and never see you again in my life. I'm gonna get some other 7 kids that are born the same day.
Right.
And you guys aren't worth my time. And
see, I like that idea, because then you realize that, I mean, you kind of feel bad for him because how he treated him, but I'm like, well, you guys really do suck, because in this timeline,
you guys really do suck.
In this timeline, Ben's alive, which means the kids that he chose were better at working together, or better at protecting each other, or they were just a better team in general, to where they all stayed alive, whereas the other one...
Yeah, but, like, was it even really their fault? Because I remember when the last episode, when they had Ben's funeral, and they were like, it's your guys' fault.
Did they explain how
that's what I'm saying. They never did.
They
did.
Mm. It was because of Diego. From what I got, it was mainly Diego's fault, because he wasn't listening to Luther's, like, instructions, and he was, like, the leader of the group.
Mm. Uh-huh.
And then they're like, oh, why'd you just pay attention to me next time, man? Just listen to what I tell you. Mm. He's like, shut up. He just walks away. Mm. I'm like, oh, so it is your fault.
So it's
Diego's fault.
They found a team where they actually worked together and were...
And also, going back to that, I think the only reason, like, why he ended up adopting Ben was, like, the only same person he adopted, because obviously he didn't see him when he time-traveled back to the past. So he didn't know Ben was part of the group.
Yeah, yeah.
Right.
That was an article.
Oh, you know what? Yeah.
They were like, they bring that out.
They just mentioned him a little bit, right? They were like, so there's just the 6 of you. It's like, well, there were 7. And then that was it. Like, he didn't explain about Ben. He didn't explain him dying. He doesn't know his name. Because he knows all their names now. So he's like, oh, what's your name? It's Diego. Oh, I'm not buying you. you're that Mexican. You're that Speedy Gonzalez looking mother trucker.
Like, Klaus? Nope.
Oh, by the way, dude, there was one. I was like, come on now. Come on.
What?
He gets his foot stuck in a trailer.
Oh, yeah.
Like a trailer. Diego? It lands on his foot.
Mm.
I was like, come on, dude. What? That's the most unrealistic thing this show has shown me.
I know.
After the show sucked after that. I
hate it. Just that part?
Yeah.
Oh,
the suspension of disbelief was too much for me to bear. And I was like, you know what? I hate the show.
For me, it was the alien face. That broke after me. I didn't think it sucked. I was just like, pause and just walk out.
No, the room. No, you still watched it.
I still watched it.
Yeah, exactly. Where are you going to
go? Did you watch it?
Yeah.
Did you finish watching it?
Yeah.
Well, okay. What's your excuse then?
Because I like it.
Exactly. Shut up. I didn't say I didn't like it. I was just like,
no, no. You said you hated it.
You said you hated it. What are you talking about?
When?
Right now you're like, I hated
show
the
me,
show.
Show
after.
Me when.
Producer Lexi, I know you're listening. Please go back a minute in time, please. Watch, we're going to start speaking
up,
reverse, and then like, Lexi's going to appear here with the little
she
type,
appears
little
with
type
the,
writer.
The podcast already up somehow.
Yeah, there you go. Yeah. It's going to be like Spaceballs.
Yeah, exactly.
Like,
now, when, right now.
Yeah, it's like, rewind, go back. We can't, sir. Why? Because we just passed it. When? Now. Go back to then. We can't, sir. Why not? We just missed it again. When?
Now.
Now. That was like
I was joking spin. Though about the trailer. That was a reach. That was a reach and a half though. With his foot. Other than that, I didn't know.
Because it didn't crush his foot.
Yeah,
as it should have.
Yeah,
he
but it didn't.
He should have been dead.
Maybe it was just like on the bare end of the curvature of it, so it just kind of squeezed it.
Nah, I'm not gonna.
I forgot to look.
You could also
when
say,
you guys can look
this up. What's up?
Is the two people the Mary J. Blige and the other guy?
Wait, who's Mary J.
Blige? Oh, Cha-Cha and the.
Oh.
Yeah.
What's his face? Yeah. What about
wasn't him? That? He was in Mindhunters, wasn't he?
Yeah, he was. He was.
Yeah. I like when I heard his voice, I was like.
Yeah, he was the.
Yeah, he sounds like.
I don't say he was the main psychopath, but he's like the one they visited the most in the.
Yeah, whatever
the
that
show.
Guy's name was.
He was the.
Kessler? It was Kessler. Yeah.
He was the college killer. The
Ted Bundy?
No, it was
Kessler.
Ed Kemper. Ed Kemper.
Oh,
he was Kemper. Yeah.
Good job, Brent. Kemper.
Anyways, bring that show back. Oh, I'm sorry.
I'm pretty sure that show's coming back.
They better.
I'm legit sure, like, the only reason it's not because of Corona.
Probably, yeah. But even before that, when did that show come out? Was it last year?
No.
2 years ago.
2 years ago?
Yeah, last season.
And Corona just barely started. They got some expanding to do.
Well, what was the last time? Like, before that, it was like 3 years, right? Before they came out.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They got some expanding.
They can take their time. Who cares?
Yeah. That's probably the only reason why it's a fantastic show.
As I said, there's a million things going on Netflix.
Exactly.
But none of them is like Mindhunters.
It's a shame to keep wasting your time with. I mean, well, it is a good show. Freaking, what was I going to say?
What, Frozen?
Yes, it's a fantastic show. Okay.
No, I'm saying that's what, what's his name? The white guy. You know, that there's an old guy and there's a white guy. The main guy who's like, oh, I know everything and I'm cool. Because I...
I don't even know what this guy's talking about right now.
The what?
Frozen.
Because he plays one of the characters in The Frozen.
You just pulled a me right now, you know that, right?
Did I?
Like you had your own internal joke that made no sense to anyone else but you. But it was pretty funny.
I was expecting you guys to know the cast. About. Holden. The guy who plays Holden. He's,
I don't know who that guy is.
Yeah, I know who that is.
I have no... Oh,
but,
whatever.
Yeah,
that
but,
guy
but you said Frozen. What are you referring to, The Frozen?
I'm referring...
He was in Frozen.
Yes, I'm saying that he's probably wrapped up recording Frozen 3, and that's why he's not doing Mindhunters.
Wait, that
took
out Frozen 3.
Like...
Did they?
The steps for that.
No, there's only
just
Frozen
to get to
2.
Nothing.
He
played
Kristoff.
Only been two.
Yeah.
Oh, I thought I swear there's three.
No, there's only
I don't
two.
Know, you know what? No, I counted three.
There was a spinoff.
Yeah, I was counting three because of the spinoff.
Is there a spinoff?
Yeah.
I remember there was one. I went to go see Coco.
Mm.
Coco?
Yeah, mm-hmm. I went oh. really late at night.
That was
I should have done that. I started going to work the next day. And they showed like a 20-minute thing
I think
of
that was,
Frozen.
That was it.
And yeah. I was like, oh, And then the movie started. Yeah.
Yeah, that was not
that was
a very wise
that was
decision.
A very tiring day.
Yeah.
Good movie though.
20 minutes extra of a movie you don't want to see plus previews and then the movie starts. I would have been
better
out.
Than seeing a dumpling baby game eaten.
Yeah, but that was only
love
4 minutes.
That.
Dude, that was yeah, but I'm like
me and Rosa were in
it.
Tears.
Really? Oh, you
guys
are idiots.
Yeah,
you're an idiot.
It's
I don't know about Rosa.
That was I mean it's
Rosa's a genius. I'm sorry, you're the idiot.
Thank you.
No, but I'm like, I mean, it's not, there's nothing like of artistic value to that. It's just, it's dumb.
It
dumpling
was
baby.
Amazing.
Got you.
Find a reason.
Why
and first of all, you're an idiot because it wasn't
a
dumpling baby. It was a characterization of the mother and father, mother and son's relationship.
Why does it have to be a dumpling?
Because they're Asian.
That's why it's dumb. Oh, they're Asian. They make it a dumpling.
So they make
it could
dumplings.
Have been a dog.
By the way,
like
I use a restroom. When
did
they came
you?
On, yeah.
Yeah, just. 20 minutes in text and go back in the theater and just watch your film.
That wasn't 20 minutes though.
Was it? I don't know.
No, it was like 4 minutes because they know how to do it right.
Oh yeah.
I just like, you know what? I gotta use a restroom. I might as well use it during this thing.
Mm.
And I end up watching it online anyway, so it doesn't matter.
Either way, it was a waste of time.
It was.
But the fact of the matter is, back to my... That's the point I was making, was that he's probably wrapped up doing Frozen 3 instead of doing
my... So it took about 15 minutes to explain a bad joke.
If y'all knew the
casting... The other thing, too, is, like, how do you get wrapped up in just recording your voice?
For the movie?
Yeah.
For a failed movie.
Well, I mean, because it's pretty much just, it's the same
amount. You're just recording your voice.
It's the same. Well, because you have to do...
You're that for a couple hours, maybe.
Just imagine, it's like...
No, maybe.
It's like being on set for a film. If you record a line on screen, they're like, I don't like how that was. So they make you do it two or three times. With voice acting, they make you do the same line, the same couple of lines, 15, 10, 20 times
before it takes you maybe 4 or 5 hours. Yeah. I've seen people talk about this.
A lot of work.
It doesn't take
so long. Much work. Oh, well, no, I think it's the animation aspect of it, because now you're having to
keyframe he's not an animator.
Yeah, he has nothing to do with that.
He's still wrapped up in it. I don't know, man. I'm just trying to make excuses for him.
Yeah, I was going
to
say, you're just trying to make excuses. First off, it's Mindhunters. Like, when was that season? Last year?
2 years ago.
I want to say 2018. Yeah. I think.
I'm pretty sure it was last year. We did a review on it, which means that it had to be within the last year.
You're right. Yeah.
So it's only been a year, which means that you could wait another year to do it.
First one.
That's the other thing too. I don't understand this. Why can't people really cannot wait for this stuff?
Because it's good. Like if you make anything. Because
if you rush it, it's gonna be bad.
Well, here's the thing. They just crapshoot all the bad shows, and they give us one good show. You're gonna cling on to the one good show and hope that they, like, pump that out as soon as possible. That's what they did with Star Wars.
Yeah, where's my Stranger Things?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah,
Stranger Things.
Oh, that's what it is. Mark's getting like Star Wars flashbacks.
Oh,
yeah. No, just give it time. let it grow.
Literally, just okay, like Mark, just okay. Wait like okay. 3 years, dude. You don't need a show every single year.
Stop it.
Yeah, I mean, there's Netflix has put out other way better stuff, anyways.
Everything you've just said,
yeah,
is a lie.
Ozark is good. Stranger Things 4.
Oh, that's good.
Freaking Peaky Blinders, I guess.
I still haven't finished that.
I haven't started that.
Yeah.
Not okay with this? We could get another season of that?
Yeah. I feel like it's an easy show to make right there. Like, compared to most...
That's what I'm saying. Like, there's other stuff you could, like, consume your time with on Netflix.
I think what makes Mindhunters so interesting for me is that...
It's because you're a weirdo who likes that stuff.
They build a fictitious story around real people and the real
Mark,
things.
Mark, he's just trying to write down
Tarantino
notes for
did that
for
already.
His presentation.
With, Once Upon a Time in Hollywood.
Because you've got, like... I mean, it's based off of a book, based off of a guy who was one of the people who started the profiling for psychological, you know, and the serial killers thing.
Yeah.
But they create a fictitious story with these characters around real people. And I think that's what, because it has that, like, oh, this legit happened to somebody. You know, this, and they're so accurate with everything they're doing. That's what pulls me on.
No, they're all wrongly incarcerated. They're all innocent.
Yeah, they are.
Stop.
Yeah.
I don't mind.
You know, you could.
Yeah, he's in here.
You could go down to, I don't know, I think he's in L.A. You can go, like, Ed Kemper is still just, like, locked up.
Why do you want it? What?
I'm not saying I would, but I'm like, that's how real it is. You will. That's how, like, these people who are in the show, these bad people are still
You know what would happen if you wanted to go visit him? He's so smart, he's probably like, oh, there's a boy named Brendan out there who saw me on television. He enjoyed my character so much, he's gonna see me in person.
I'm gonna be spitting
on the guards' chains every time they come by. Then when they chain me up to go see him, when he inevitably comes to visit me, I'm just going to break him from the chains and just slowly walk towards him.
Give me a hug. Exactly. And I, like, have a panic attack.
I know. Like, it's okay. It's all right. I'm here for you. And then you're going to try to break away, but obviously you're going to be like, Luther. Oh, poor little baby.
Like Luther hugging Vanya and anything.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Oh yeah, speaking of which, that part was hella funny when they all met like their dad in the past.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
When they're trying to like be like, "Oh, you're gonna kill Kennedy, don't do it." And then he's like, he just rips his shirt off. You did this to me. It's like a big old monkey chest.
Look at me. He's like, my word.
Everyone's like, oh. Yeah, that was the face was like, I'm not adopting any of these children ever again.
Yeah,
I'm surprised he didn't adopt 5 again though. That was my surprise.
Well, I mean, I'm sure he he didn't probably didn't even know his name. He just knew his name was 5.
Yeah, but then, like, if he didn't know his name, then he would have bought him, because, you know, continuing the timeline, he would have still
bought
him.
But maybe he knew that, like, I can't take 5. Maybe this is
going
back
when
they didn't exist.
Yeah, you know, I'm just going to stick to either your idea of time travel or the Flashpoint idea of time travel that Brandon brought up.
Yeah.
Because, obviously, the Back to the Future time, like, theory is not working at all here.
Right.
They would have all been erased off the face of the Earth by this point.
They would have looked at the picture and be like, "We're disappearing!" Oh no!
And then Luther would have came and
played some Chuck Berry.
Oh, yeah, but the biggest flex of the show is when Diego like tackles the dad's. Oof.
Yeah, I know.
What'd you eat?
I had a chicken salad sandwich.
You had your own taco meat. That's what you ate.
You're had three snickerdoodles, and then I had some dumplings.
Ugh. Speaking of dumplings, that little freaking Pixar meat garbage.
It's called Bao.
Yeah, but anyways, like David just like tackles the freaking like assistant to his dad, and he's like, "Oh, I knew you'd come." He just gives him a note saying, "Told you." I'm like, "God damn, dang. This man has a dummy high IQ."
Mm-hmm. You guys have any fan favorites? As far as characters go, in the team or just in general?
I liked Five the most.
Yeah, he's the most. He was the one who had the most sense.
Mm. So,
but then he's not my favorite. But I'm just making sure. I just know what Mark's talking about.
No, because he was a stone cold killer. He didn't care. Plus, I like that. Like he was a kid. Entire one. All the other ones, they all had some like weird problem with them.
Right, right.
It's like, I don't care, bro. Well, for me, you didn't go to the moon.
It was Klaus and Five. They were Klaus because he was.
I like Klaus's power.
Mm. Talk to the dead.
Yeah, just talking to the dead.
Oh, apparently he can control the dead also.
Yeah,
that's dope. He can get possessed by them.
Right.
Which is not dope. So he can't even control his own powers technically.
Yeah,
because he could like manifest the dead. Yeah. But then
he has to give them. Permission to do it, really.
Not really, because the first time he was possessed, Ben just took over when they were meeting his dad.
No, but they were like, hey, okay, just do this and don't forget.
No, but the first time, like, they were meeting their dad in the diner place, and then he was like, oh, yeah, Ben, Ghost can't time travel, so Ben's not here. Ha ha ha. Then Ben's like, screw this, just jumps into him, and he's all freaking out, like, oh, it's like, daddy, and then just, like, passes out.
Yeah. Well, that kind of, it goes for both of your guys' points, because if you like, he had to give him permission to stay in his body. But when he possessed him without his permission, Klaus was able to expel him quicker. And he was like, stop it. But when they came to an agreement, they were like, okay, I'll just stay here. It was like his body wasn't fighting him off because he let him be in him. But as soon as he was like, he didn't want him, he was kind of pulling him out. He'd come back in, pull back in.
So he can only control his powers to a point.
Yeah, it's like Pyro. Pyro can't create fire, but he
potentially could. It's just like, because their powers are... Like, the more they train, the more, like, they really will control. Yeah.
Well, in the beginning, he had, like, an army of ghosts that were fighting for him. So, yeah. I don't know if that was, like...
It was five. It was, like, three or four of them.
Yeah. If he was, like, can you guys please fight for me? If he was, like, fight for me.
Speaking of which, those were Nam ghosts. Vietnam ghosts. Technically, in this time, like, Vietnam War didn't happen. Did they just summon them from the future?
Yeah.
From his future?
Yeah.
And then just...
Because I remember that from the war.
I just realized that right now. Yeah, those were Nam guys. I remember noticing that, but I didn't think anything of it. I was like, oh, okay, those are his Nam buddies. But then I was like, wait a minute, those are his Nam buddies that he wasn't tanking the war at this point.
That would be dope if he could pull ghosts from any timeline.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh.
Dude, what the heck?
That would be pretty cool.
Oh my god.
So I'm telling you, bro.
You'd be a nice little faggot, aren't you? Dave.
I remember Klaus very well.
I got to look at that scene again, because I remember they were like old, crusty military guys. I assumed they were like from another like World War II, but if you're saying they're Nam guys,
yeah, because they had like the Vietnam like gear on and like the little like stereotypical. Because you know, in every movie or show, in order to show that it's the Vietnam War, or
they have the green beret jacket.
Yeah, they always have the same Stanley gear.
Kubrick, make peace, not war.
Yeah, exactly. Thing. That kind of garbage.
Interesting.
So
that kind of it's garbage. Obviously
the Nam.
Yeah, that kind of war. Yeah. They fought stupid people. Idiots.
Yeah, exactly. Wow. They're stupid idiots. It was a pointless war. Oh, because we have to fight communism. No, you don't. Let them get taken over. They're not Americans. Whatever. Yeah. You know.
We're not fighting over there.
Kennedy got shot over there again
for being an idiot. For doing something you shouldn't have been doing.
But just trying to drive his car.
He was just trying to give the rights to Afro Americans too soon. America has a plan. 2020 is a year.
We had a beautiful system.
Exactly.
Oh my god.
We had a wonderful. It was everything. Everybody had their own place. Everybody had their own. Everyone had their own space to function.
You guys had
your own cafe. Their own ecosystem. You guys had merged ours.
So apparently, okay, I'm going to disregard all of this right now. So apparently, the dad. They were like, you're going to kill Kennedy. He's like, I'm not telling you what I'm going to do. So his whole thing was...
He's like, I'm not telling you.
So his, like, he wanted to protect him. Like, there was something with Kennedy. He was like, you guys promised not to hurt him. And they're like, well, Kennedy had to go. So obviously the dad wasn't trying to kill Kennedy, but he is planning... Because he had all the maps and stuff around him. Yeah, maybe.
But then again, if you see what happened the first time, like, when they failed to save him... No, they actually saved him, but it was because Vanya, like... nuked herself in the building.
Yeah, and they blamed it on the Russians.
And then World War at this point, it's World War II, right?
Two? Yeah.
No, it was three.
No, was it three? Yeah, okay.
Technically, World War III happened at that point. Uh-huh. But then I'm like, so even if they would have scared him, like, with the whatever plan they had, you know, just shot out his tire or something and then scared him.
Right.
He still would have just blamed the Russians, because that's like a PR tactic, you know? Mm. So, like, oh, it's not, I'm not affiliated with the mob. No, it was the Russians. The Russians did it. Yeah, nuked them. Yeah. You know? Yeah. So, like, any way he would have gone about it, he had to die. Yeah, because if he would have gotten scared by the Mafia, then World War III would happen anyways, even if it wasn't Vanya's fault.
Right, right. That would be, yeah, because it's... She was sort of Vanya. That's a very Russian. Because was she adopted? And
by the way, yeah, did this show steal from you at all?
Just like you
no.
say. When I was watching this, I was like, I know Brendan didn't say something.
They did it, I technically can't say it because the comic book was made before I even thought up that idea. So I may have. I didn't even know about them.
So you stole from that?
No, I didn't.
No, you stole. From
I didn't. I didn't know about. I didn't know.
The bandmate's like, oh, this my brand stole my idea.
I just sound Australian.
Oh, what? Because why not?
He's not. It's Joe Rogan's cousin.
No, he's Australian.
Shut up, Mark. You ruined
the joke.
See, Mark,
you don't know things. You ruined the joke. You don't know
Moo cow moo. Yeah. Moo cow moo. Moo cow moo. Moo cow moo. Moo cow
moo. This man made a comic book so he could escape a band.
Jeez.
He's like, I hate. Welcome to the Black Parade.
It's like you start a podcast because you hate working in a factory.
Oh yeah, dude. You know what? As soon as like Umbrella Academy got picked up by Netflix, My Chemical Romance is broken up. I'm so sorry.
He's just in the background.
My check. So are you guys coming back? Never. It's not happening.
Man, that happened a lot. I remember when I was in middle school and I heard about that, and all the weird emo kids were like, and I was like, who?
I never heard of anyone who knew that.
Yeah, the only reason I know...
I was supposed to see them in October.
Oh.
Yeah, I don't think that's happening now.
No.
Yeah.
No.
They were going to get together for, like, a cool little tour, do that. But, I mean, that's cool creatively, he could do that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean...
There must be something in that Rogan blood you could have something creative.
Yeah.
Tell me.
It's all the space weed.
It's all the space weed, Joey.
Yeah, that would be dope. Never mind, I'm not going to say it, because... If every time I say it, I don't do it, so I'm just going to move on. Next.
You're going to do an art piece you're not going to do, or a movie you're not
going
to make?
I'm not going
to... this is where you're going with it? I never know where you're going with it.
Well, because my thing is, I say I'm going to do something, and then I have to do it, and I stop doing it.
Of course.
So my thing is, like, if I don't say it out loud, I'll just do it.
Well, yeah, that's a tank.
And go 100%.
That's a theory, you know, that people have. Like, the more you say you're going to do something to people, the less likely you are to do it.
It's true. I don't know why, but
You know, it's probably because you feel a sense of accomplishment just by stating you're going to do something to someone else, and then your lazy brain's like, "Oh, you already said you're going to do it. It's good enough. You seem like you have goals. Just quit."
Yeah. That's plus, I like to share it with my close friends. But I'm like, "No, I'll show them when I'm done, and then I can say it's done." So that's what I'm going to see. I haven't even said it yet.
It just never happens.
I haven't even.
I like taking my time for stuff.
I hate you.
Like, I'm trying to find out like how to work SEO. It's very difficult, but I'm like, you know what? I don't like I like doing it. I like listening to the guy and be like, well, you gotta do this and this and this and this and
you like the grind.
Yeah.
Yeah, why not? Let's do this.
All right. Like that grind. That's very good.
Grind on me.
Speaking of grind, there should be a fight club with Luther.
That wouldn't be much of a competition.
This is a big baby. What are you talking about?
Yeah. He'd be like, "Oh, should I hurt them up? Oh no, don't hurt
me." I mean,
he
didn't have a problem with those guys.
He was probably the most annoying, out of all seven.
He was funny at times. It was
too much of an idiot to enjoy, honestly.
Really?
I feel.
No.
Well, no, I enjoyed it at times, but then like the time when he was like trying to keep both of the flies from killing each other, I think he was just being too much of an idiot, like just for the sake of the show, you know, just to have like
big,
that,
you know,
Oh, the big looks have to be an idiot.
Big furry.
Yeah, so like, he was like believing the plan of both of the fives, like, oh, he's the one who's gonna try to kill me. Let's try to kill him.
He's
like
edgy.
He's like, okay.
It did turn real like Scott Pilgrim at the end when he's like the seven things when you have psychosis of time travel.
I'm glad they didn't make him, like, die or blow up. I was like, that's been done before. But I did like the farting and the itching and the homicidal rage. It's like, at least they don't, like, disappear.
Is that revival is the last thing on the list? Homicidal rage.
Homicidal rage.
I laughed when he was, like, when they were all in the group and they were trying to get the... I'm just going to call her Mimic or Mirror because I don't know her real.
Yeah.
When he was like...
Deus Ex.
We'll be your family. We'll be there for you. Like, doing the whole Superman the ideological, like, we're here for you. And then he just gets, like...
Mowed down.
Yeah. And he's like, oh. No, 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 he didn't get mowed down. Then she like was like, whatever, shut up. And he's like, oh, whatever, I tried.
I must have blinked or got up because I got up, saw that they all got mowed down. Mm-hmm. I was like, oh. They're all dead?
Yeah. That was a cool part when he was able to
time travel.
Yeah, for just a few seconds.
Yeah, for a few. I was like, oh.
You know what's dumb cool. though? Like, okay, so depending how much he uses his power, like depends how much time he needs to rest to like regain all that power, right? Mm-hmm. So the very first season, he time traveled decades ahead, and he could no longer like not even spatial travel, right? He couldn't even teleport. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So it took him like 40 years to gain all that power back. And between that span of time, he just never used it, or he could never use it, or what was wrong with
that? So, he was an old guy, he did the thing, he came back. Well, no, I don't think it took him 40, because I think they likened it to like, if we're, his powers are like running a marathon, so we can only, if we do a mile, we can't run 3 more miles because we're low, so we need some time to rest, but once we've got that rest, we can do whatever our limit
yeah.
is.
So
he did it, and he couldn't do it after like a couple, maybe a day or two, maybe like a week after he time jumped.
So why didn't he try?
Because he didn't want to end up somewhere else. Because if he did it again, his math was wrong, so he could have been a baby somewhere. It wouldn't have worked out. So.
Well, wait, where did math come into this though? Like he's not like typing these calculations into some sort of computer. Yeah. It's his own physical ability.
Well, no, remember at when they were
that never makes sense to me, honestly.
Yeah, because he was like, you got the formula wrong. Because I think in his head he has to time things or calculate things according to temporal, space magic, whatever.
So he still needs to like learn physics in order to better control his powers.
Yeah, it's almost like how Spider-Man when he swings, he's not just winging it. He does geometric.
Like he knows the aerodynamics.
Yeah, he does the calculations for every swing. So it's a part of like it's not necessarily power, but he has to calculate the wind and how he. So it's something like that.
It's not physics. It's quantum mechanics, right? Time travel.
Yeah. Quantum mechanics.
I mean, it could be another thing too. Like when you do it, it's like when your mind's okay with it, but like your body gives out.
Right. Right.
When you're doing some type of working out like that. Yeah.
Yeah.
Could be one of those things. That's probably why you couldn't jump back.
Yeah. Yeah. Because that. I mean, time jumping that many. Years decades, ahead would just that's like us doing.
You see how powerful it was like when it was just a few seconds.
Right, like when David was training you and you would like barf
every day.
How long did it take you to recover to where you were at top notch again after that?
He's still not top notch. I said
he's still not.
That was last year.
If I were to work him out again, he's still vomiting. Right.
Yeah. Oh yeah. I'd say it's because you just revert back. Like you just stop.
Oh.
Yeah. Right. If I worked out the same way I was training Mark, I'd vomit right now too. Because I'm just a fat nigga.
I do want to say I'm very proud of you, Mark. Because I was looking at some old videos and pictures of you, and I was like, you lost a lot of weight. Because I could tell the difference. I mean, not that I couldn't tell, but like seeing you all so many times, it's gradual.
He's like, damn, Mark, you look dumb. Whoa. Thick,
I was like, there was a picture I found when it was me and my brother went to a baseball game.
Yeah.
And I was like dangerously close to hitting 3X.
Really?
On a shirt, yeah. I remember those days. Remember that BB-8 shirt I have with the... Mm-hmm. With the Giants on it,
yeah.
That shirt, like just the underhand of my belly, just no. it just a little bit.
No,
yeah.
I was like, I'm proud. Look at him making strides. Yeah,
every day, men's man puke. I was proud of that.
There's a couple days. I miss those days.
Barfed up.
I know. I even though
it was only like 2 months.
What do you mean?
Well, I mean, it's not like we trained like forever.
No, we trained for like 3 weeks, right? Was it?
Yeah, it was. Yeah. It wasn't very long.
Hey, but those 3 weeks, every day,
yeah,
as man puking out his gut.
The stoke.
There's like 3 or 4 days he almost didn't puke. I was like, no, I'm gonna make this man puke. Yeah. I'm gonna make
you better
puke.
Throw up. David would just stick his fingers down my throat.
Yeah. he was like so weak from his workout. He's like, no, he couldn't fight me off. So I was like, throw up, damn you. Throw up, damn you.
I have nothing to throw up. Except my will.
Exactly. Then I'll take that.
Jeez.
He put me on the moon for a couple years.
There you go, yeah.
Didn't read any of my letters.
Oh, that was the biggest oof moment for me in the entire show. Where, like, they stuck him on the moon for a whole year.
Yeah.
And all his letters are just under the floorboard.
Do you guys remember...
I can't imagine wasting your life.
Dude, I don't remember this where this was. I just remember it was on YouTube.
Hmm.
It was like an old... it was like a Mad TV kind of bit. Where it was like a guy stuck on the moon.
Hmm.
And then they would, like, cut back to, like to him.
Mm-hmm.
But he had been up there for, like, 20 years. And it was just always, like, these, like, little 3-4 minute episodes. No. They're like, dude, I haven't talked to a woman like in like 10 years. He's talking, and he's just like you hear him breathing heavy. He's like, hey, there's like he's telling like the people on base are like, this is what happened.
No, no.
I don't care. I don't know what that is.
Yeah, I don't think that was probably something my folks.
That was
like,
very very
don't watch
early
that.
YouTube.
Yeah.
Don't very watch that. Very early YouTube.
Oh, Mad TV. So you want to watch it?
Yeah.
You weren't allowed to watch Mad TV?
It was, that probably was right up there with like Ed, Edd n Eddy and Kurt's Cowardly Dog. It wasn't even because it was bad. I think it was just because it looked weird and they did weird things.
Oh, yeah. That was why my mom never watched anime.
Oh.
Oh, it's Peggy Hair equals devil. Ah! That's such a good excuse.
Jeez.
Also, she's like, oh, they all have Peggy Hair. That means they all have devil horns under their it's under
like,
that hair.
It's
like that means they're all demons. So that means they worship Satan.
Like,
where'd she get that from?
Mother. No.
Is this something she came up with her own head?
No, it's because you know how like the dragon just represents the devil, apparently.
Is that what it means?
Yeah.
That's a dragon.
Like the seven-headed dragon?
At least as far as
the Bible's
concerned.
They're weak to ice, they're weak to other dragons.
There you go.
I mean, in regular media, they're just dragons.
You could tribute summon them to get, like, a bigger, better dragon.
Yeah, they're a 3,000 attack power beat stick. Yeah.
Dragons are cool, who cares? Spyro. You tell me Spyro is
the
devil?
He's the devil. Don't you just see the horns?
No, he's a cute little purple dragon.
Horns.
Is Daredevil the devil because he has horns?
Yeah, pretty much.
And his name is Devil, so.
No, it's in the name.
I don't know about that. I don't know about you guys, but that's pretty much like a hook, line, and sinker for me.
I mean, does he have...
Yes, whatever it is, yes. Whatever it is, yes.
Yeah, exactly.
You just look so disappointed in yourself. But, you're like... honestly, that look was like, David, please cut me off. Please cut me off, David. I know I complain about it all the time. Just do it, please. This one time, please.
Please.
I will you to cut me off.
Sweet release.
Sweet release of death. Grasp me, please. Oh, God.
Jeez. Yeah, this, I'm loving it. I do want to say that this show is like alcohol for me.
because you just, like, chug it down for 15 seconds straight and then just crack.
Well, that's what I didn't want. Because you guys know how, like, when you took me to get mimosas and I just was like...
Or no, you didn't even do that. You drank the orange juice.
No, did I
like,
down
all
it?
All of it, yeah. And then, like, you kept just playing around with, like, your napkins.
Oh, yeah.
Like, it looked like a child.
Well, I didn't know what to... I never drink in a fancy drink at a fancy restaurant
it's
before.
Not a fancy drink. It's just champagne. Like, you know champagne, am
I? You're not refixing an engine on a Mustang. You're drinking a mimosa.
Anyways, it's like how you guys were like, don't sip the whiskey or whatever, you know? I mean, sip the whiskey. Is it down it?
No, you can sip the whiskey.
I have never told you anything about like that.
Okay, which one is the one that you down? One's the one that you sip? Because there's...
Champagne, you sip.
Okay. So whiskey.
Anything else, you just down.
So this show is like champagne for me, because it's like, I like to take it in strides. I don't want to take it all the way down.
So it's a fine whiskey. Cheap alcohol you take down.
Yeah.
Like fine wine.
Yeah, you're not supposed to taste it. Because once you taste it, you throw up.
Right. And not to say I didn't want to do a pod on it, but I was like, man, I have like 4 more episodes. I just want to...
Oh, you didn't finish it either?
I didn't finish it when we agreed. I was like, dang it. So I had to down it, which was fine. I enjoyed it.
You know why I picked this? Because I just thought maybe you guys would want to talk about it.
Oh, yeah, I did.
Yeah. I mean, yeah, definitely. But I was like, man, I got
to
down
this. And I was surprised to hear Brandon didn't finish it. Because yesterday we went to go work in Sonora.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Thank you, Mark, by the way. Yeah, you got things to deal with. No, but then, like he told me he'll be, like, halfway through, like, the second season. I was like, really? I thought you would have finished it by now.
Dude, I got scared for a minute because I was like, oh, I don't know how many seasons. Because you hear the name.
Yeah.
But you're like, you don't pay attention to it. And they're like, oh, I hope there's not, like, 4 seasons, dude. I'm not going to finish this in a week.
And 10 seasons.
There was 20 episodes. I was like, you know what? Yeah. That's doable.
Right.
I finished Friday.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
I finished today. I literally finished it today because I didn't.
You just said right now you didn't finish it.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, because I mean,
you shouldn't even finish it.
Because I mean, I get home and then I sleep and then I wake up and go to work for 2 hours. Oh, not for 2 hours, but I work 2 hours later and I do the same thing up until Friday. So
you only give yourself a 2 hour window.
Yeah, it's. I mean, I don't because I can get up and go quickly, so it's just.
Yeah, just sleeping or work clothes.
Yeah,
and you're good.
Yeah. Plus, I'm sleeping for 8 hours up until.
What about like your drawing or anything?
That's all just Fridays and weekends now.
Oh.
Yeah. Not that I couldn't do it, but it's just, it's a chore if I have to do it during the week.
I try to always wake up like 5 hours. That way I could just do something.
Yeah.
That's why I always sleep like, or I only sleep like 5 hours a day.
Oh, man.
It's amazing. When I used to work, I still have like energy to do things, sort of. The 30-minute nap, shower, then I'm good for the rest of the day.
I could just wake up and only have 2 hours of free time.
Jeez. Yeah.
Because then your day just doesn't exist.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Then you're just going back to work again.
Yeah. But well, I mean, again, that's the thing about working nights is you go during the night and you just sleep. You sleep like you would at night during the day, so it's 8 to 9 hours. And
well,
then
my thing is,
you
know, Brandon works at nighttime and like outside.
Mm-hmm.
That seems amazing to me. Because like you're just outside. Well, it's Frisco, so it's not really fresh air, but it's the fresh air compared to, you know, just stuck in a musty warehouse all day.
Yeah.
I thought you were cleaning like the roofs of warehouses.
He does it all.
No. I mean, we don't do the bus stops anymore. But we are technically, because we do the, like in Home Depot, Zoo Garden Center, we'll do inside. So I'm outside technically, but it's just, I think he got somebody else to do the post ops, which I'm glad because I didn't want to drive down there every day. But it's fine.
You got upgraded.
Yeah. Nice. I'm like, fuck you.
You suck yesterday. It was nothing but traffic. I was like, it's too hot to be here, dude. I'm just going to promptly go to the beach. And I realized everyone else is thinking the same thing. Yeah. See, a lot of naked people.
Really? Oh, you went to Breaker Beach?
Huh? Yeah.
Oh, that's why you want your nasty, nasty man. You see naked.
Like, he was expecting to see some, like, Gal Gadot girls out there with, like, at the naked part of the beach.
They were there, too.
Yeah. Bunch of naked grandmas.
Yeah. It was like a mix of Dan DeVito's and Gal Gadot's.
No. There was some fairly hot.
Hi, Mark. I like your podcast. It's me, Danny DeVito.
It's the grandma from It that he changed into.
Oh, yeah. He's jumping around moving.
That part's like the only part like lightweight genuinely scared me and made me laugh at the same time.
Yeah, because old people are scary. Yeah. Especially naked old people.
Especially hanging too. He's just like... Yeah. It's like their titties are T-Rex hands.
It's like, have you seen the old lady from SpongeBob? Because they draw her breasts like that, and she'll move, and they'll go like this, and they'll go like that. Or like a Muscle Man from regular show, his like slap him in
his face. Oh, yeah.
Whatever, bros.
That's hilarious.
That's still the best. Like, whenever I hear people talk about, like, Cartoon Network, like, regular show beats anything that came out back in the day.
I'll go that far. Regular. Well, then again, I didn't have Cartoon Network.
Yeah, so no, Cartoon, like, Toonami was cool, but, like, come on, regular shows. That show's freaking out. Yeah, Amazing World of Gumball.
Yeah.
I get, like, one really good laugh every single episode.
Amazing, the Gumball, Regular Show, and Adventure Time. Those are
that one
the,
I didn't watch.
Those are the kings.
I'll take those two over anything, like, Powerpuff Girls and all that.
Oh, that was a original.
Oh, you going that far back?
Yeah,
but like we were like, no, it's not better. It's like, shut up, dude. Regular show is way funnier.
Have you seen Johnny Bravo?
Exactly. That show sucked. That show is
How dare you?
It's funny to me.
It's hilarious. That created a generation of F boys.
That's
just funny. Hey, little mama, let me take out the heat.
Boomerang and all that stuff. That stuff was stupid.
Oh, what? Boomerang was my jam, bro. Stupid. 9 p.m. with a PBJ sandwich in my hand, some milk.
Yeah, you know what I did? You know what I did when I. Like,
no,
during
PM,
those times,
that's night. 9 p.m.
I watched Bernie Mac show, because that show was actually funny.
Bernie Mac?
Not stupid Boomer.
Who you with?
Listen here, America.
Dude, I watched that man demolish a room coming back. He was at, like, some comedian before him got heckled. Literally got booed off the stage.
Ah.
And he goes like, y'all motherfuckers, you're gonna scare me, man. I'm from New York. You guys are gonna scare me. Look at this guy right here, man. He wants to hate me.
Dude, Bernie Mac. He is. We should do a pot on that. I have to. Watch
the specials. Yeah, Darty.
No, I mean the show. I watch that show probably once a year just to.
Dude, I used to watch that show like all the freaking time.
I had to wait. It's freaking like 11:30. That's when that show came off for me. Like the reruns?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, for you, like, actually, I was like, right at midnight.
Totally. WB Kids.
What?
And Bernie Mac. That was like the best.
Man, he got taken.
I was telling you, I watched like all the Blatt sitcoms when I was young. I don't know where they came from.
They were just on.
Why they were just on? They were just always on.
My Wife and Kids.
Smart Guy.
Martin.
My Wife and Kids, yeah.
That was probably, My Wife and Kids is probably my the favorite.
Sister.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Dude, I forgot about Sister.
I haven't seen any of that.
Man.
Looks like we stopped after that hour.
Did we? It's been an hour already?
Nice. Yeah. Oh, save
yeah, because remember we gave it a little extra.
Does it have a save sure. option? We can download. Oh, yeah, we download. Yeah. Yes.
Yay, okay. Downloaded.
Do you want to restart the live?
Yeah, just keep going. Yeah.
Okay, so I would just put this down?
Yeah, swipe down.
Or should we share it to IGTV?
Oh, yeah, share it to IGTV. Well, you can do it after, but yeah, share it to IGTV.
Okay,
I'll
do
yeah.
that then. It's not letting me, so I'm just going to go ahead. Oh,
I'm watching David.
Oh, it froze?
There you go.
Oh, okay. So I just literally just saved it.
Yeah. Do you want to put a title and description on it? Because we got to.
Yeah, I'll do all that later.
Yeah. Okay. So don't post it yet.
Yeah. Well, it's downloaded on your phone, so you can post
it. It's downloaded already. But it was like going to cut into a.
Damn, that's an hour of video. That's right? A lot of. Mm-hmm. It's fine, but I mean, it'll just go up. It'll be fine.
Yeah. You can delete it after you post it.
I don't need it.
Okay.
It is what it is.
Ah, screw it. It doesn't matter.
Okay. Whatever you say. What is this? What? Archfiend's Awakening. Okay, so I keep going with. Oh, I don't know.
Did you go to Card Flavor? Why'd you go there?
No, it was just there, and you're like, because I was trying to like restart the live feed.
Oh.
But like, I don't know how.
What, do you have a bunch of naked ladies on your phone, Mark?
Yeah, Mark.
Is that a grown man?
Eunice isn't gonna approve of that.
Look at what she does, dude. Tell her to get those cobwebs out.
This man is legit. Like, what? You like wine? Make that your side job. It's all about the wine business, man.
And then you just realize, you know what? I don't want to be around you.
Oh my god.
We're not putting it there, are we?
Oh yeah, get you throw it back up. Yeah. it's I literally just put it there.
It's just my chest, and there you go.
There it goes again. Yay.
You are now live. Ha ha ha. Yay.
Hello. Hello, everyone. How are you?
Stop making our real listeners awkward, Brandon. You're making them feel awkward.
Hello, Sigmund.
Sigmund. You just joined or what?
No, but you should. Yeah.
Oh. Give me a name of our... I don't...
Hello.
Stop it. You're making me look...
Danilo.
Yo.
Danilo Jed.
Danilo.
Someone out there. Autumn, hello.
Autumn.
Somebody.
Just a bunch someone's of random shout-outs to random people who don't exist.
That follow us on the pod.
Yeah, exactly. Oh, is that who follows?
Yeah, yeah, there's like a group of like people I've noticed that like, they'll interact with whatever we put out.
Oh, that's dope.
Like no matter what. It's called building an audience, David.
They don't ever talk to me.
Right?
Well, because you suck.
Exactly.
You build an art audience.
Whatever, man. I am. I almost have 200 followers. Finally.
Cool.
Finally.
Cool.
I spent $200 on a freaking biggest painting ever, and I get 25 views on TikTok for it. Not that I did it for TikTok, but, you know.
You bought a painting?
No, I made it. Did you see my my TikTok, the one I made? Hmm. Oh, you piece of garbage. He doesn't even watch my TikTok. Oh, you suck.
All right, so
my phone doesn't work on the beach.
I was going to say, like, what was your favorite part of the show? Like, any, like, part season one or two?
You know what, like watching Vanya and all that stuff with like it just reminds me of like making that movie with you. Her eyes and stuff, yeah.
How dare you?
It's just a whole lot of nothing.
A whole lot of just.
You're a whole lot.
But at least they finished.
At least they finished.
At least they had ending.
At least they went somewhere with it.
Yeah. It reminded me so much when we were making the new Genesis thing. Just like doing the eyes and stuff like that.
You guys
like her eyes get all white.
You guys are just hating because.
I just feel about that reveal though, like that Diego's ex was like freaking the strongest of them all because she can mimic all their powers.
Yeah, I wonder but
only one.
So there's only
time.
Seven powers really.
Well, the seven powers they showed us because there's 44 people that are born on the same day, so you'd assume they're all like part of the same, have some sort of power or something.
Where's that Russian lady at? Where's she?
What Russian lady?
The one that gave birth to the first one. Remember, she was in a swimming pool and she...
Oh, I think that was Vanya. Vanya's daughter right there.
I was wondering, like, where's she at now?
I don't think, like, the whole story revolves around the people who birthed
her. No, I want a spin-off on her. Just her life every day.
Vanya's mom.
I randomly got pregnant.
What I got from that is that's why Diego was trying to keep eye contact, because I think it's who she's looking at, who she can get the powers of. That's why when she, like, when... Vanya or somebody else was trying to talk to her, and he's like, no, look at me, focus on me, because he knew that he needed, because when she was near, what's her name?
Vanya?
Black lady.
Well, then again, that's
Allison.
Allison.
I feel like that's very, like, debunked quickly, because she didn't have a direct, like, side of, like, eye line, or eyesight, ooh. Vanya. She mimicked her powers.
Yeah, she floated up.
Yeah, but
I mean,
she
she doesn't have to look in their eyes, but she has to be looking towards them.
Oh, yeah.
To get that.
I'll take that. Yeah, okay, I'll take that explanation.
I don't know what her real name is in the comic books. I mean, it's a short series, so I'm gonna find it. I'm gonna free to see if I can rent it or.
Yeah, no, like, they just made somewhere. Up the rule that she's like, oh, she can only copy one of her powers at the same time. I was like, that's dumb. And they're like, can't she really? She's like, I don't know, maybe.
Yeah.
That's good.
They had to put a cap on her because she was...
Yeah. But then again, that cap wasn't real, though. It was just something that he assumed or theorized.
Oh, yeah.
Then they were like, really? He was like, I don't know, I'm just making things up, man.
Is that TikTok doing that or is it your phone?
It's TikTok.
Doing the swipe up for more?
Oh, yeah. Did that spontaneously.
Did you make that already?
Yeah, I that's my series. That's my signature.
Oh, okay.
So, yeah. But this time it's bigger.
Because remember, I lost. Down Freddy's house.
Yeah, mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And I sold it, and then I did that to redeem for the one I lost to the other guys when their venue.
Oh, from Vox.
They were picked up. I was like, you know
the
what?
Red one?
I can do a bigger one. I can do a better one.
You're gonna drop it off to another venue. Drop it off at the Ace of Spades.
It's gonna.
You're never gonna go get it.
It's gonna go in my dad's office. I put it up on eBay, and I keep getting scammers now. Because when you sell new, they're like, "Hey, if you give me your PayPal and you make me a gift card, I'll buy it for you."
Dude, I almost fell for that one time.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
No.
Almost. Because really? I was selling a video game.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Oh yeah, you're telling me the Star Wars one, right?
No, it was what game was it? It was some other game. Mm-hmm. He wanted to buy the game. Yeah. He's like, "Hey, can you do me a favor? Could you if I give you the money, can you also buy a gift card?" And I was like, "No, bro, you could just buy it. Like, I'm not gonna. No, you're good, bro. Just like they sell gift cards
right
at like Walgreens. Yeah. You're good." He's like, "Why are you making this so difficult?" I said, "Never mind, dude. Get out of here, dude."
Yeah, because
you buy the game, but nigga, I want your money for the game. I don't want. Yeah,
because what happens is, you secure the deal, you accept their offer,
yeah,
and then they can actually file a dispute against you within 2 days without payment or something weird like that, and they can actually take money from you because of that dispute.
Oh.
So it's like it's one of those things where it's like, oh, I didn't give them the money, but if you don't decline that offer and retract it and then relist it, it doesn't work out. So.
Yeah, like
that sounds confusing.
Yeah, especially because I put that up for $1,000. So
as long as you don't accept the offer, you're good.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Okay. Yeah. They can message you all you want, but you're like, no.
Okay, yeah, that's because I remember like I was selling like the freaking Pokemon card,
right?
The Dialga and like the other two,
yeah,
card, and then like I was selling it for like 15. Some guy offered me 20 for it.
Mm.
I was like, whatever, okay, that's cool.
Right.
And he's like, all
right,
just send me. He was like, oh, would you mind sending me your PayPal account?
Mm-hmm.
I was it's already linked to the eBay, so you want to just buy it directly from eBay, mm-hmm. and then you know it'll be sent to my account. It's all good.
Yeah.
And he didn't message you back after that. I was like, okay,
yeah, scammers, man.
Yeah. Like scammer.
Especially if they want to text you.
Yeah, and then it took down like two of my items because like two of people did that too. Mm. So three of my cards got taken down because like it was like scammer alert, and then they just took down my item.
Yeah,
I mean it's nothing because like I just reposted.
Yeah,
you
just put it back up.
But I was like, that's just something I don't want to do.
Yeah, so it's lame that it happens.
Yeah, I sold three of my cards like in one day.
I had something happen like that today.
Yeah,
some lady like hit me up.
Oh yeah,
and she was like, "I want to make you my partner."
Oh,
I was like. What? He's like, I like the content you put out. I was like,
okay, keep talking.
Yeah, I was like, okay, what do you mean? Like, specifically, what do you mean by part? And it somehow it transitioned into Herbalife.
Oh, no.
And I was like, oh, you would have got me hook, line, and sinker if I was a dummy.
Well, glad you grew, Mark.
Yeah.
Glad you grew.
Damn, yeah.
tell Eunice you don't want her money anymore.
Yeah, exactly. Tell someone else can get go rid of those cobwebs.
Oh my god.
Just freaking.
Stop! Both of you. We'll be right back with
you. Dude, I forgot it's on there too. Yeah,
yeah. Yeah. Oh Jesus boy. Christ.
Yeah, I knew what I was doing.
You guys want to get a recommend?
Yeah, yeah for sure.
How about this? I was watching Umbrella Academy.
This is your idea. You just screwed yourself right now.
Yeah, I was gonna say, because literally all I've been watching right now is just like Umbrella Academy. Jeez Christ.
All right, I'll go first.
Yeah, go first.
So I'm gonna do the obvious thing. So we, Cinema Flavor, now have a website, and this website is a beautiful thing. You might be wondering, Brendan, what does this website entail? Well, it's everything you can do already, but on a computer.
Okay, what does that mean?
That means once you log in, you have our nice little page, tells everything about us. Then you have a page that links directly to Anchor. So if you're on your computer and you will listen to us, you don't have an Anchor app, it's okay, cool. You can go to the website, look it up,
and listen to it on the website.
We also have a forum on there where we can discuss different movie topics with you. And we have a booking section. So if you want to appear on our pod or you want us to appear on your pod, you listen to us. And you should totally use this website because I designed it. So, thank you very much.
Am I going to get a virus from trying to log into this?
No, it's through Wix. It's fine.
Yeah. It's going to be like...
we still haven't... I still got to check Google Spider to see how far we rank.
Mm.
Yeah.
Oh, we're probably super... I mean, it's a new site.
Because when we actually do Google Cinema Flavor,
yeah,
the Anchor site itself comes up.
Gotcha.
And then the second thing after that is all our social media.
Yeah. Because it's Wix, so if it's brand new, it's not going to...
Yeah. I was going to say, it's not... Like it is new, like this within the last week.
Yeah.
I've been trying to learn like I tried to download like Sony Vegas.
Oh yeah, you told me you stole it. Did it work?
No. I got a zip file.
Yeah, that's how that works.
But nothing on it. There was nothing on the zip file.
What was the zip file titled?
I don't remember.
I'm gonna have to look. You did something crazy.
Yeah, I did
something. Well, it might have been a crack. So what you for to get oh. I might not want to stay this on the pod. Sony's gonna catch me because I know how to do it, but I can't.
Okay. Let him
I can't let him.
Well,
know
I was trying to because I want to make like a high production video of like when we start doing this monster thing.
Yeah.
I want to do like a monster mash on cinema flavor, yeah. Right? And just clips of like movies and stuff.
I can help with that, no problem.
But I don't know how to do that, so I was like, you know what? I'm gonna look it up. I downloaded like 4 different apps, and none of them helped because it's all like Groovio type of stuff. It's not really like
it's just effects.
For I'm like looking up like video effects and stuff.
How to do your little like Joker out? Thing with the song with the from NF?
Oh, so
I like was that software? Or what?
It's Final Cut Pro. It's a video.
Is that a Apple? Mm. Completely
different. Yeah, and it came on the laptop already. Oh. So, because my first, not my first boss, but the boss who bought me that computer put it on there. Oh. So that's just, there are apps that do that for you. Like TikTok does it for you. You put clips and then it'll sync it to a song, but you're at the mercy of what their song library is.
Oh, okay.
So, it is what it is.
That's
but,
cool.
Yeah.
Then you could go into your like little software piece and just like isolate like a, like a part of the dialogue from whatever.
Am I editing?
Yeah, either like the movie or the song, and then cut it out, and then have the song played in the background, right?
Or no? As far as like just like taking the dialogue away from the music and having them separate, or just taking it like a.
Like, because like, you know how you had both Joker in the movie, like the some clips from Joker playing and then the song playing at the same time?
Oh, yeah.
You could like take the dialogue out of the movie and like let the song run in the background, right?
Yeah, well.
Or the sound of it, I mean?
Technically, yeah. You can have the sound of the movie and then the music here in a different slot and have them play together over and over.
And then
overlay.
You can just cancel one of them out if you don't want it, right?
Yeah, well, mostly, yeah. Either one, yeah.
Do you have to own the movie in order to do that?
No, I went on YouTube and I was like, I was looking up specific Joker clips and I downloaded it via another site. And
via another site. And you guys are the scumbags who tell you gotta buy everything. I know what website you're talking about. I used to do
only
that in freaking elementary school.
Movies. You only buy movies.
Nah, okay? Screw that noise.
Software, you pirate.
I guess, because for me, the artist pirate. Gotta eat.
Stop.
For me, I just gotta.
I doubt that.
The way I see
it. I don't ever illegally download movies. I never have.
I doubt that Todd Phillips is starving right now because I jacked him with some clips.
No, but it's still just like, I'm stealing something you made. I was like, that's not fair.
The way I see it is there's plenty of rich white people out there buying your stuff so a poor, lonely Mexican boy could do whatever he wants.
And it's a movie. It costs $30.
They should be honored that we are pirating it.
Exactly.
It's that good that you have to pirate
that,
it.
That I'm risking the jail time.
Yeah.
The penalization.
First off, no. If you get caught stealing, you're an idiot.
Didn't you get caught? Didn't you get a mail on the order? Or like freaking little mail saying like, please stop pirating our movies or something?
No.
Love FBI?
I've never gotten that.
I think the last person who got arrested for that was probably like in 19. I've never heard of anyone like.
I was gonna say because when you do it online, that your defense now becomes it's file sharing. I'm doing share filing, so and under that right, I can have this movie on there.
Yeah, so it's pretty much one of those things where like the laws are cut up to the.
Yeah, you're an idiot if you go to jail for that.
You remember those old clips on the VHS where it's like stealing is wrong? They showed a bunch of like shady guys like with suitcases and like
the DVDs when they were first out. Yeah,
it's like
I used to get so scared.
I saw the challenge. I was like, challenge accepted.
Yeah. Bunch of blank discs just thrown in your burner.
It'd be like one of those freaking old school hackers. Where you just do whatever you do, and somehow you hack into the Pentagon. by playing Tetris a little too fast.
Oh my gosh, you broke the code, man. We hid it in Tetris. We didn't know you could find it.
How about this? I'll go with my recommend. I was listening to Juice WRLD's album this morning. It's a good enough album.
Yeah, good enough?
Yeah, it's just I think the hype because of his death.
Yeah, is this the one where he died in?
This is the work he put out.
Like right before he died or what?
No, well, I mean, he died and it's like, well, this is what he was working on.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, and I think they only put out whatever was finished. I'm assuming. I'm not, like, I don't 100% know, but, like, Wishing Well is a good song. Like, there's some good, like you get in your feels kind of music.
Yeah.
But he is not a legend. He's a good kid. He's a very...
Why are you so mad when you said that?
No, because it's just people really... Well, then again, too, I'm an old man. Like, I mean, I don't understand.
Are there people out there like, dude, this guy's greater than J. Cole and Kendrick?
Yeah. Oh, yeah, of course. You know, they're always going to be like, you're an old head, bro. What do you still listen to, huh?
It's like,
you still listen to Nas?
Are you serious? You
listen to Metallica, bro? Like, dude, Metallica's racist.
It's like,
bro, you know what I mean? It's always going to be that. But that album's fairly solid.
Okay. Yeah. But then going back to that, I'm sure there was like, I remember like when XX like died, like there were a bunch of posts I saw that were like, oh, this is so sad. X was like the Tupac of our generation.
Yeesh, yeah.
I was like, stop. Tupac was good. You know, some of his... I enjoyed
people
a lot
get
of
popularity and actual talents confused.
Yeah. No, I was about to defend Tupac because like I enjoy a lot of XS's like songs, but he is nowhere near the same like quality.
He wasn't around long enough. For that's Tupac. The other side of it too.
Yeah. Nor the impact that Pac had.
Yeah, exactly.
He didn't.
And plus, too, it's a very different era. It's like Tupac got big. In spite of some things.
He was argued, a movement.
Yeah.
But then again, I did enjoy XX, but I'm like, no, he's not the same level as Tupac. Don't compare. Like,
there was no Suge Knight to keep X around. You know what I mean?
Yeah, like, exactly.
To beat the stupid out of him. Yeah. All right, I think the album's called Legends Never Die.
Oh, my turn?
Yes, sir.
I'm going to recommend against... Oh, I'm sorry. You're recommending, what was it?
I think the album is called Legends Never Die.
For
I think so, yeah. For Juice.
For Juice? Okay, for sure. I'll have to check that out later. Because I do enjoy some of Juice's songs, too.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's my thing about this generation's, like, quote-unquote, rappers. I'm like, I enjoy some of their songs, if not most. But then there's, like, every once in a while, I'll be like, just get this out of...
Yeah.
Get this out of my brainwaves! You know, makes me into Mark. Get that out of my music!
Get that out of my head!
Oh, yeah, speaking of which, I listened to your, you sound a lot more calmer about this Kennedy thing now. You're so much sympathy for it now.
You're mellowing out.
You're like, I recognize that in my podcast, initially, I was a very angry individual. You know, I was very
sympathetic. I found Jesus.
Yeah, exactly. You found
you're
a higher
phony.
Power.
You're phony.
Yeah, she's just trying to survive.
There's
the
no
world.
You know what it is too. It's like I was so angry and wiped up, but it's like my anger is not going to change her leaving.
Right.
My anger is not going to stop me from watching.
You didn't
Star
know that.
Wars.
You didn't know that. Someone like all the way higher up's like, yeah. You know, this new Mark guy, yeah.
Swipe.
Bob Iger.
Yeah, exactly. He just, like, throws his headphones away.
Hey,
Kennedy, get this whore in here now.
Swipe to the clip of drunken Mark yelling in your apartment about his age for Kennedy.
Oh, you know what? That's actually what initiated the change. FBI was like, the FBI saw our files of Mark, like, ranting about it. It was like, Kevin Kennedy.
They're like, oh my
then
God.
He's like, I'm going to have to send this to Bob Iger.
And
see
plus,
what
too,
he says.
She's basically fired already.
There you go.
She has no creative control over TV.
Oh, sweet.
Yeah, she's just there to, like...
Like, Favreau literally, like, hey, you are going to go sit in that corner over there, and we're going to make this season 2 of The Mandalorian.
So. Go play with your toys, baby girl.
Yeah.
Play
the
big you like bobbleheads?
Bobbleheads? Yeah. Bobbleheads. she goes and says, I am an independent woman. Ooh.
Dang. Wow, this took a turn.
Yeah,
his rage is coming back.
Yeah, I just never. I was like, you know what? I don't care. Like, whatever Star Wars is gonna put out, I'm still gonna.
You're still gonna watch it.
I'm literally gonna watch Star Wars next Saturday.
Are you?
That's what I'm saying. Because the theater's opening, but like, it's just the classics.
It's just 13 cents, right?
I wanna.
No, that's for AMC.
Talk about that for the after credits, but I did want to talk about that with you for the return of.
Yay.
The return of cinema.
Yeah.
Before we get shut down, after credits
for sure. Oh wait, you got
to. Oh yeah, yeah, sure.
Yeah, because I felt bad like cutting Mark off. Like he
really
just
jerk.
Finished. You know what?
Sure.
Just like hack in his face. Is it empty? No, not really. Still a lot, some juice in there.
Ugh.
If you hack it, it would be
coronavirus. Coronavirus.
Oh yeah, I was gonna do an anti-recommend because you know how like a lot of new content or quote unquote new content being put out for the Avatar: Last Airbender.
Yes.
Like a lot of people are like replying. Or, like, reposting things on YouTube, you know, to reactions about the art or, like, the cinematic, like, significance of it and all that garbage, right?
Yeah.
And it's a fantastic show. I love it. I rewatched it myself, like, 4 times.
Yeah.
But then, recently, I just saw that they put on The Legend of Korra.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I saw that this morning.
I'm going to anti-recommend that. Don't touch
show?
That. It starts off all right. You know, like, it's like a continuing off of the new Avatar After Aang.
Mm-hmm.
And it's kind of like showing you the world he built, and then like what was like the results of it.
Yeah,
it was like technically a like much more peaceful. No, it wasn't peaceful. It was like it's just a society where everyone correlates together and like works together much much better.
Yeah,
but there's still like the same amount of crime. It's just on a different scale.
So nothing happened.
He did a lot for nothing. Yeah, he saved the world, but then the world started killing itself.
Huh.
So then he like you know pretty much like just like yeah it's just pretty much like you know the old timey gangster movies.
It's odd, man. I actually hear a lot of good things about The Legend of Korra.
I hate it.
Oh.
I hate it. The first season was all right, mediocre at best. You know, but
let's
then
let's be real, David. The Avatar is not a good show in general.
That was a great show.
No, it's not
that was a fight.
Did
you watch it?
Yes.
Why don't you like it?
You watch it for you can't talk about the show if you haven't seen all the seasons.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Well,
because here's what happens. First season's all right. But it's still good.
It's a whole second lot of like, great. Here's the this week's adventure on this show.
Yeah, that's how they were back then. Yeah. That's how they still are now.
It's lame.
So what? It's still amazing. Deleted's lame. To me, it's amazing. I love it. It's season like, three is where it's at, though.
That's because you're racist to Asians.
Exactly.
That's why you don't like
it. Yeah.
I like how you just bunch up two just Asians. Yeah, and he's not even Asian.
I mean, it's...
This is like some weird, like, Pacific Island thing.
Stop.
This man just, yeah, Asians. They're all... This is Asian show.
They're actually detained that they're supposed to be Eskimos.
Yeah.
You're just racist to Eskimos.
They're like Pacific Island dudes.
Pacific Islanders are not Eskimos.
What?
He said he's saying that Pacific Islanders are Eskimos.
You're just racist to people. You don't... You don't like anything.
You just don't like being challenged. You just don't like your views being challenged. That's
look,
that's
man, look, it just, man, America like, what is number one.
Is this a God-loving white American working with an Eskimo? I can't have that. Cancel Avatar.
Not in my neighborhood.
Exactly. No, it's a great show. The first season is a little, like, campy, I'll admit, at first.
Yeah.
And a lot more childish, but then it starts growing from there and becoming, like, growing into its own element.
So what's the difference between this show and Legend of Korra?
It's good.
Legend of Korra tries too hard to be a lot more light. You know, it tries to be a lot more lighter.
Avatar 2.0?
I guess. It's like, it tries to, you know, okay, let me put this way. You know how Suicide Squad was trying to be dark at first, but then they're like, oh, wait a minute. The reason that the MCU is still popular is because they have, like, really campy, comedic side to them.
Yeah.
And then they switch all of a sudden from being dark to being, oh, haha, laughs.
Right.
Which is what the core is, you know. They try being all, like, serious at first, and then, like, it's like throw in funny one-liners. Yeah, like,
can't get jiggy funny with this.
One-liners. And there's a lot more, like, I don't know. The bending isn't like all the action scenes aren't as great as the original Avatar.
Mm-hmm.
The art style is a little bit better because, you know, it's, of course, it's going to progress. It's not like completely different, but it's just a little more refined.
Is it the same creators that
were doing? I don't know if it's the same creators or not. I'm not sure. I'm just talking about the show itself in general.
Yeah, because why would they? I mean, I know if it was them, why would they like? Why would it degrade someone? Like, if I was, I would expect it to be the same quality. I don't know if it was the same creators for Korra, but.
And then the voice actor for Korra just annoyed me too.
Really?
Yeah, it took everything I didn't like about the voice actor for Aang and just amplified it.
That'll make or break you sometimes, yeah. I think, with the voice acting.
Yeah, because then, like, there was this one scene specifically that made me, like, absolutely hate the first season. Mm-hmm. It was, like, the last episode or the second last episode. Because
mm-hmm.
there's this guy who, like, is able to take away people's bendings, mm-hmm. people's bending by blood bending. So he pretty much goes into the DNA and blocks whatever gives him the bending abilities. And he did that to Korra. But she couldn't, like, airbend to begin with. But then he accidentally unlocked her airbending by blocking the rest of her bending abilities. And then, like, she accidentally airbends, like, a fist at him.
Yeah.
She's like, she gets up. She's like, I can airbend? I can airbend. I'm like,
oh, no.
I'm like,
they can fly now? Yeah,
exactly.
They fly now.
That's what it was. They fly now. I had a memory. I couldn't think of it. That's what exactly the memory came to mind. That's exactly what I was thinking of. I legit, because when I first saw it, I was like watching it on YouTube, I think, when it first came out.
Yeah.
Because like they just posted it on YouTube.
You were
all the
stealing?
Time. Yeah, I was stealing.
You had no right to have an opinion.
It's a garbage show. Of course I'm going to steal it.
You didn't pay for it.
I'm not gonna pay $80. I'm not gonna pay $80 a month just to watch one channel.
Okay? Yeah.
Mark.
Yeah, Mark. Yeah, silly
yeah,
goose.
Too bad.
Exactly.
Sucks to suck, buddy.
Exactly. Better, sucks to suck for them.
You better watch.
They're gonna be like, please, sir, give me a view on the actual Chatham.
No, YouTube.
No. Give me more YouTube videos of your stolen content. That's what I'm
saying. Chatham Marble videos.
Yeah. So I legit just like threw my phone on the ground. I was like, no, I don't want to watch this no more. But I kept watching because I have that thing.
So basically,
where I can't
you love
stop.
The show.
No, I will rip your nipple off and wear it like a hat, just like Brendan does all the time.
he almost went to jail for a show.
Listen. Speaking of which, did you hear the? They were doing a live action thing for Netflix for Avatar. But the original,
they're still doing that?
They are, but the original creators and writers left the project because Netflix was being like,
really?
We want to do it this way. And they're like, well, that's not, shut up.
So they're just being Fox about it.
Yeah, they released some statement where it's like, we wanted to deliver something great for the fans that was true to the story, but things didn't work out with Netflix, aka they were being, you know.
I'm sure what they want to do is like, more Zuko. More, because that's what the whole like third season, like,
they're gonna
what
make,
I thought was great about the third season, like, they had a complete 180 on Zuko's character.
They're going to make Aang,
a lot more growth.
Aang and Katara are going to make love.
There you go. Yeah, they want to make a lot more raunchy. Yeah. Like, this is Netflix, Betty. You're going to have to make them have sex or the show's not happening at all. But they're children. What did I just say?
Make them 18.
Exactly. Make them 17, 364 days old, and then, well, technically Aang's 114, yeah. Then your problem solved, isn't it?
I mean, Katara just has to age up 4 years and they'll be fine.
Yeah, exactly. So that show is just
yeah,
garbage.
We'll see how it comes out. But
don't watch Katara. Or Katara. Don't watch
Love.
Don't watch the new Legend of Korra. Yeah. Don't watch that.
Well.
Yeah, so you liked it.
You cover here. Bang, bang.
All right, guys. Thanks for listening.
Yes, thank you for.
You didn't do your recommend.
Yeah, you did.
I did. Oh, I recommended the what? The Salmon Flavor website.
A lot of marijuana being smoked.
Yeah, in. Dude. You know, that's why I was seeing you guys induced, every day. Put me in an induced rage coma.
You put your CPU.
I put myself there. In the coma. Yeah, that's how I did that to myself. That was on me.
Well, folks, thank you for listening. And thank you for listening.
All right. See ya.
Bye.